Well, praise the Lord. It's such a joy to be here this morning, back into the family. So, as you said, the southern accent, we have a different accent. So, I just feel that God gives us patience and perseverance to understand my language. So, thank you so much. And it's been such a joy. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Jeannie, for welcoming us. And we are so glad and we are so happy and privileged to be a part of this family, Grace. Thank you, Harvey, for being such a good friend. I was just talking to him that he will go for another 10 strong years and serving the Lord. So we are so happy. And also, so many, lots of things are happening in India. So good and challenging times. And recently we had Paul Beatty and Gerard with us, along with Logan, Paul's son. We had a wonderful time. Paul always represents Grace. Paul and Gerard represent Grace to us. Whenever they come, we feel you all are with us. And they enjoy their time, and we enjoy them. And the India Building Ministry is going on strong. They have been traveling, they have traveled so much, and also meeting the pastors. The churches are, wherever the churches were built, wherever the churches are being built, and wherever the churches are going to be built. It's a big, huge task. We have a vision of building 10,000 churches. For God, nothing is impossible. We think about our limitations, but God has a bigger plans. When it comes to 10,000 churches, India has so many churches. So, you know, we want to see that through their perseverance and constant visits, Paul, Gerard, and even we have PK with us. PK, thank you so much. Give all these three precious ones a big round of applause. They have been such a blessing to us. And family, PK was not well these days, but she always wants to come and be a part of the missions. And Gerard always, when he comes, he will be a part of our worship team. Singing and playing that trumpet with us. So they love him. So it's such a joy to be a part of all this happening in India. And once again, it's my joy that I could able to share a few words, few thoughts with you, what the Lord has put on my heart. And last song when you are singing, my brother, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. I was telling you about the story, very fascinating story, very emotional. Whenever I sing this song, I become emotional because this was a young tribal person. He lost his children, his wife, just for the sake of Jesus Christ. And he said, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. So even I was just saying that, Lord, yes, we have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. That's so good. And we have so many things happening in Hyderabad. I've sent the video to Pastor Alan about my Nigerian visit. So I had a privilege of preaching to 40,000 pastors and leaders there. It was such a joy to see. Then I realized my family in India and in America praying for me. So they were so blessed. So it's such a joy to be in the will of God in spreading the gospel across the nations. And also, my trip has started from Corpus. Now this is my third destination. So here I'll be for a week. So I wish I could have a wonderful time with you. This morning, I just want to say a few things. The first thing is, grace is existing to share the good news. That is the heart of God for Grace Fellowship. And God has a greater plans and a purpose for grace. You will be the cause of revival in this city and in this state. Do you believe that? So give a big round of applause to the Lord. How many of you believe that if you clap hands strongly, loudly, you live for a longer time? That's good. And if you Google it, if you don't believe in my word, you Google it. And this side wants to live for a longer life. That's good. And here is my beloved wife in whom I am well pleased. We have been traveling for the past 43 long years. So wonderful trip. Wonderful life journey, a wonderful woman of God, and a great passion to see the kingdom of God being established powerfully. So 40 years is not an ordinary time. It's 43 years, in fact. So God has been so good to us. And I have another latest grandson. So finally it's come to 7. So 7 grandchildren. So we always feel that Indians are the most obedient people on the face of the earth. You know why? You may ask why. When God said to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, be fruitful and multiply. And we are the largest nation in the whole world, 1.5 billion. We obeyed God and His word, and we are populating our country. 1.5 billion, so that's where we are. And this morning, I have a word for the church. And the church, the keys of the kingdom of God, as a church, what is where we stand, what we understand about church, where we belong to, what is our authority. If you know the authority, do you exercise that authority? I always feel one thing, as a church, baptism, accepting Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, repent and then be baptized. Then you will be a new creation. That's one thing. Once you are a new creation, you need to wait upon for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Once you receive the Holy Spirit, the visible evidence is to speak in tongues. That's one thing. The Bible says so. And then comes moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's not somebody's copyright. The Bible says you ask, you desire for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And He will distribute according to His will. First of all, you need to ask. Especially ask for the a gift of prophecy, because that will be a blessing to many people who come, you know, to the church for even for the first time. So that is another important factor of our Christian life, moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and finally living with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's what happens. That is the basic for a Christian when you come into the kingdom of God. As a new creation. That is the pattern, beloved. And another thing, what Jesus was talking about the church. If you look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 16, it goes on. He has taken the disciples to Caesarea Philippi. Why did he take them to Caesarea Philippi? Because that was the place where Caesar was worshipped as a god. So he wanted to challenge the present world system. He took them. It's not a very good city, very immoral city. But he took them and he was asking a question. What does people think about me? And some said, you know the story, I'm just paraphrasing. Some said you are John the Baptist. Some said you are Elijah, some said you are Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. But Jesus asked a straight question to the disciples. Having been with them for all these years, he said, "What do you feel about me?" Then Peter stood up, as usual. He said, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of living God." That made Jesus to get excited. He was excited. He said, "Simon Barzona, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." That is the revelation. The church is built on the revelation that is Jesus Christ is the Son of living God. He is the Messiah. He is the Redeemer. He will change our lives. He has come to rescue us. And he has come to make us sons of the Most High God. Then he said, "I will build my church." That is the point. It's not somebody's building. The Grace Fellowship, God, Jesus says, "I will build my church." This church belongs to him. And who is building the church? He is building the church. And what he says, "Against whom the gates of heaven shall not overpower." The gates of hell, again, if you look at the gates of heaven, they are not attacking, they are defending. So now the church is on the move. The church is on the move. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, having taken the baptism, that means buried in death and got up, that you are the resurrection, says. It's not we are similar in the resurrection, we are his resurrection. We live in his resurrected power. Then he says, "Against whom the gates of hell shall not overpower." So you are on the march, beloved. You are on the march. This church is on the march. I have been visiting this church for more than 2.5 decades. Yeah, I have known Pastor Allen. I have known Pastor, Harvey and other dear ones, and I have seen their passion. The only passion I have seen in them to see the kingdom of God being extended powerfully. There is a Christ-centered life. The centrality of Christ should be the prime thing. It's not other gospel. Only the Christ should be the center of our preaching. That I have seen there. I have seen the ministry going on. I have seen the people coming and being blessed. I prayed for many people and have seen many healings happening. I have seen Pastor Harvey moving mightily in the healing ministry. I have seen Pastor Allen, the freedom prayer, which has been such a blessing. In fact, I was requesting him to come to India because India needs freedom prayers. And here is a man God has called and anointed to release that anointing into that realm, beloved. So you are so blessed to have such a wonderful man of God being your pastors. We really thank God. These are the days the devil is so crafty. It comes in many ways to deceive us. And we need to be based on the word of God, and our life should be absolutely go with the under the light of the Holy God and the Holy Word. Here comes, the gates of hell shall not overpower. These gates are defensive gates, and we are marching. And if you look at the word church, again, it's a very, you all know that. I'm just reminding you once again. Ecclesia, he says. Ecclesia means, I'll read it out for you, called out people assembled with authority to govern. Called out people assembled with authority to govern or to rule over. Called out by God. Assembled under Christ with a delegated authority to represent heaven. This is the call of a church in this world. It's not just a traditional thing. It's not just a cultural thing. But it is something beyond that, beloved. we have an authority to rule over. We have an accountability to give to Lord Jesus Christ. We have the power and authority to enforce the kingdom of God. That's one thing I want to tell you this morning. And now, what are the, when we go to heaven, whom God will ask? Let me tell you, God will ask Grace Fellowship. How much you have impacted the city of Cabot. Because whatever you say, Jesus says, whatever you bind, that shall be bound. Whatever you loose, that shall be loosened. Now the authority is given into our hands. In our hands. Now whatever you bind. Now as a church, beloved, we can take the authority given by us, given to us by Lord Jesus Christ. I bind the violence in the city of Cabot. I lose the peace of God in Cabot. I release salvation. First of all, it should start with you. You can speak into your life. First of all, the binding and losing should happen in your life. Anything which comes against you, you should say that problem, I am binding it in the name of Jesus. Any attack which comes on you, any problem which comes on you, any situation which you pass through, you need not run around. You have the authority. You have the keys with you. Any sickness, any trouble in the family, the first thing you need to say that, as I was given the authority, as I was given the authority to exercise, let me do this. This is what happens, beloved. One day, me and my wife, we were in Mumbai, one of the cities. All of a sudden, we were staying in a family. All of a sudden, my daughter, at the 2 o'clock in the night, she had high fever. And we don't know what is that happening. Suddenly high fever, and we don't know. The hosts were sleeping. They were there. We are on the first floor. And we were just talking, what do we do now? Then I said, we got the keys. Let's exercise. We both took hands, and we said, we bind the fever in the name of Jesus now. That's it. The fever came down. Then we realized it's not an ordinary thing. There was something in that house which has got foothold for the devil. Then the Lord revealed me there is something which is there which is dominating the whole house. Then next day morning, I went to the host and I said, there is something which is bothering this house. God has revealed me. He said, nothing like that, sir. There's one thing I can't tell you because it's live. There is something is there. And then finally found out. I said, the binding and losing factor. You can bind. That's what happens, beloved. Let me explain you a little later. So now, as a church, we are called out from the darkness. Colossians 1:13 says, you are called out from the darkness to his marvelous light. Because the word says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. He has brought us from the darkness. What is darkness? It is the power of the devil to govern us. Once upon a time, you are governed. We are governed by the power of the darkness. You know, if you look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 53 says, you know what it says? Jesus was telling, this is the hour, the power of darkness. This is your hour. The darkness was strong enough that time, beloved. So when we were in the darkness, Jesus, in fact, snatched us out from the darkness. Today we are blessed. So we are so thankful to God. And also we are called out from this world. John 15:19 says, because once we were in that world, God has called out from that world. That's why the world hates us. Then comes another thing. We are called out from the dominion of the sin. Romans chapter 6 verse 14 and 18. Called us from the dominion of the sin. Now there is one thing here we want to know, beloved. Sin has dominion over us in the past. He was our master. We were doing what he was telling us. But now by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have come out from the dominion of the sin. He has brought us out. Now where the sin is now? Sin is never a master to us now. It can come there. It can tempt us. It can tempt us. But it cannot master over us. It's your choice. Now there is a question. Can Christians commit sin? Yes, they do commit sin, but not under compulsion, but under the choice. That is the point. You can say no to anything which comes to you. Any temptation, you can say no to that. Because you are born as a new creation, beloved. We need to understand that. Once you realize that, how much strength you have, how much power you have over sin. So sin has no dominion over us. That's what I want to make it very clear. Why people fall down? Because of their choice. If you have a proper church, if you have a proper pastor, if you have the teaching which is based on the word of God, it's not manipulation. If it's a mandate, you can stay on the course. That's the most important thing. Now, if you look at the world outside, I mean, I don't know about here, but in India and other places, we have the prosperity gospel. We have hyper grace. We have hyper faith. So many other things. But it has to be based on the word of God. Exactly. So sin has no dominion. We are not under the law, but under the grace. So that's why we are called in Christ, beloved. We are called in Christ. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, is a new creation, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have passed away. Now when the devil sees you, he will not see you as an old person. You are a new creation. First of all, you are created, you are formed in the image of Jesus Christ. Salvation is a point of time. Sanctification is a process of time, period of time. You are there, but at the same time, you are going to become like Jesus Christ into his image and likeness, beloved. That's the most important thing for us. And also, those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation. Those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation. Never allow anybody to condemn you. There is no condemnation. So we normally look at our past. When people speak about our past, we'll be quiet. Because there is something that they can say about us. But the Bible says there is no condemnation. If you look at Romans chapter 8 verse 1, those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. Never ever allow if somebody says something negative. Never ever allow, because all the past has been taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. Somebody comes and says that, what is your past? It is gone. It is gone. That's why I always tell people, don't allow your past to rule your present. Because your future will become bleak. Don't ever allow your past. Your future is always going to be better and bigger for the glory of God. That's why never ever allow. The past could be different, but the present and future is the best for you, beloved. That's why whenever I speak to people, when they come with the problems, I say only one thing. Never allow the past to dominate your present. So that's what, there is no condemnation. Now there is another thing you can see. Not only there is no condemnation, if you look at Romans chapter 8 verse 34, it says, who can condemn us? Is anybody is entitled to condemn us? Never. The Bible says, who can condemn us? Who he condemns? It is Christ. The only one who can condemn us is Christ. So who died and furthermore is also risen, who is at the right hand of God, is making intercession for us. This morning, beloved, this word blesses my heart. Who can condemn you? Who can condemn me? That you are at fault? Only Christ Jesus. That's it. And what he is doing, instead of condemning us, he is interceding for us. What is the intercession that could be? He might be interceding for me. Father, I pray for Mohan. I want him to see the best. I want him to serve me in the best possible way. I want him to see in good health, a better family, a better life. Fulfill your will upon this earth. What could Jesus pray for us? To do his will, Father's will upon our lives, beloved. So that is what the church is all about. Calling into sonship. We have not received the spirit of bondage, but the spirit of adoption, that we can call him Abba Father. Abba Father. Now Abba Father, like a son comes, small one, he doesn't bother about the protocol. He just comes and calls over you. Because that is what God wants, the relationship from us. So that's where, I have my grandchildren. When I go to the church, I preach. I think Brother Paul has seen that. When they were there, one of my grandsons, what he does, he will never come on the stage until I preach. Once the preaching was over, nobody can stop him. He will come on the stage and I'll just call him, come, come. He comes on the stage. He stands by my side. Because for a protocol, he is not supposed to come. But that guy doesn't know the protocol. He knows only one thing. The one who is standing there on the stage is my grandpa. And he plays with me. He loves me. I have no barriers. I'll just go and stand with them. When we were having a conference, the anointing service was going on. Everybody was serious and going on. All of a sudden, he saw me, he came onto the stage. When the anointing service was going on, he was putting his hand, as if he's also releasing that anointing. So that is called the relationship, beloved. That's why the word of God says, we can reach out to his throne of grace with boldness. The word boldness, in Greek it says, what it says? You can ventilate your feelings. We were told in the past that, when you go to Jesus, you should fold your hands, you should speak so politely. That's good. But the word says, you can ventilate your feelings. Suppose if you go and talk to your dad or your mom, anybody for that matter, today the day was good. Today the day was not good. Somebody has done something. They didn't speak well about me. Your feelings, your hurts. The Lord says, I want to listen to that. You can ventilate those feelings. When I heard this word, when I got this, and I said, Lord, thank you so much. Anytime I can come to you and speak about my feelings, what has happened? How things are taking shape, beloved. That's why when you are called as a son, you have every right. you are seated alongside with him. That's why this morning I just want to encourage you, the binding and loosing, it is in our hands. It's for your life, your ministry, whatever it could be, you can shut it down in the name of Jesus. Something is going wrong, you take the name of Jesus. Lord, the authority which you have given to me, I am using the keys. The Bible is so clear, the word is so clear. Whatever you bind, that shall be bound. What an authority. What a privilege we have. We look for somebody to bind for us. He says, you do it as a church. And you are the church. We are the moving church. Wherever we go, people go, you represent the church, you represent Grace Fellowship. So this is what I just want to tell you, beloved. We are called out to rule. We are not just be a passing cloud. We take authority. They have dominion, the delegated authority. And this morning, beloved, if you look at the scripture, Luke 10:19, it is said, I have given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. I have given you the authority. I don't know how many of you have killed snakes. Anybody has killed snake? Cobras. One. God bless. Oh, you've done it. Oh, great. Women are great actually. Anybody? Only one? I have killed a cobra when I was young. Not out of courage, but out of utter fear. Fear. Because me and my brother was there. The cobra, 6 feet cobra, was moving on. And I don't know what to do. I asked my brother, you want to kill? He said, no, you kill. So I had a stick. Without even thinking about, I just hitting the cobra. Finally, it got killed. Then I said, thank you, Jesus. Everybody was appreciating me. Oh, what a courage, what a boldness. They never knew that I was scared to death, actually. I don't know how to do it, but I have done it. But the Bible says, I have given you authority to trample the snakes, beloved. Do you ever realize the snake is deceptive? The snake will bite. The snake will do harm to you. But he says, you can trample it. You can trample that snake and scorpions. That's what. And he says, I've seen Satan falling like a lightning from heaven. When God kicked him out. I always say this word. I think I have told you in the past. You know, how this Big Bang theory comes. When devil rebelled against God, God kicked him out, a long kick. And then the devil has fallen on the earth, make a big sound. That is Big Bang theory. That's one thing, you know, Big Bang theory. And that's what Jesus from heaven, he was watching the devil falling down like a lightning. And then he says, I have given you the authority over the snakes, beloved. This church, let me tell you, God has given you the authority. Not just for your sake, for the sake of Cabot and the state of Arkansas and the nation of U.S. That is what is there, beloved. And we, once you realize that authority, once you realize that responsibility, you are a different person altogether. Your focus will be different, totally. So then comes, with having given this authority, Jesus said, go. Go. It's not across the oceans. You can go to the next level, next door. And what he says, go and make disciples. To go to all the nations and make disciples. And baptizing them. And teach them. There are 4 things. But the most important thing is making disciples, beloved. That's what happens. Discipling is the most important thing. And then comes reaching out. This church has a great heart for reaching out. I have seen many, many years, Grace Fellowship, you have Treasure Hunt, you have all those things to reach out the unreached. Church should be known for planting, not for transplanting. There is so many people who are outside the church, struggling under the bondage of the devil, being trampled under the power of darkness. God has given you a mandate to reach them out, beloved, as a church. That is what happens. We are not here just to survive. We have to revive the city of Cabot. Because Sunday service, not just few songs, few words of preaching, fellowship and go. It is the realm, spiritual realm, where the demonic forces will be watching us. From here we claim the word of God. And we release the power of God. Today, as a servant of Most High God, as a church, we declare salvation to Cabot. We declare peace in Cabot. We declare many, many multitudes will come to the kingdom of God and be a part of this church. And this is going to happen, beloved. Let me say one more thing. This church will be known for the manifest presence of God. When you come to church, you might not see it, but you feel it. The Shekinah glory coming down. When you come here, when you encounter the presence of God, even before the word is being preached, it's a different realm for you. You will be strengthened. Your families will be strengthened. There is healings and miracle signs will take place in this place. Already they are there. Many more. How many of you know that there are some miracles which are written on your name? You need to exercise that. For me, when I was in Dallas a few years back, I was busy with my work. Then one of our dear sister called me and she said, there is one lady, tomorrow they are going to cut her two legs. Can you pray for her? Now, it's a day, only one day. I said, first of all, she asked me, can you pray for her? I said, I don't have time. I'll just pray over phone. But she said, Pastor, tomorrow they are deciding whether to chop off her two legs because they are highly infected. Then I said, if that is the case, that is my priority. Not other meetings. Let me go to the hospital. Let me go to the hospital. You know why, beloved? When the leper came to Jesus, you know what? He implored in Mark's Gospel chapter 1 verse 40 to 42. He said, you know, if you are willing, please cleanse me. If you are willing. And Jesus, first what he did. First his hand touched him. Then the healing was next. People need our touch, beloved. There are so many people waiting outside of this church in the city of Cabot. They need your touch. Because you carry the anointing of Lord Jesus Christ. You carry the love of Jesus Christ. You have a passion to reach out. It's not all about us. It's all about Him. What Jesus said, I am willing. In those days, touching a leper is very, very... Nobody does it. Because a leper, if he comes out in the society, he always says, I'm a leper, I'm unclean. He used to shout. That's what happens. But here, God wants to touch and raise his dignity, beloved. He was living under shame. There were so many people whom you know live in the shame of their past. Struggle to t- tackle their past, struggle to look into their past, being intimidated, being abused, being looked down, being written off. There is no hope at all. But your hand, extension of the hand of Lord Jesus Christ, if you say, I am willing to touch you, I am willing to talk to you, Jesus wants you to be his ambassador. Jesus wants you to be his resource. Through you, he wants to touch the lives of the people. I can tell you hundreds of stories. One word can change the lives of the people. I've seen that happening. I can tell you many stories, but time is running out. But one word. When I was traveling in a flight, I just made few words talking to a person, his wife. He did not even utter a word when we were there. You know the story, some of you. But end of the day, he gave his life to the Lord. He was very strong, very adamant. I did not bother. I was talking to his wife. Then later on, after some time, she met me in a church. When I was preaching, because it's a big church, I have bodyguards. And somebody said, Pastor, do you know me? Do you recognize me? I didn't say outside. You all look alike, how can I remember you guys? I can't make it out, but I did not say outside. But she came and said, that day, you gave the word. Though my husband spoke a single word. He was so adamant. But you know, Pastor, it worked. It worked in his heart. After getting down from the flight, he gave his life to Lord Jesus Christ. Today he's an evangelist. You don't know one of your word, one word under the anointing of Lord Jesus Christ can touch and transform the lives of the people. Wherever you go, just keep that in your mind. This is my pulpit. Not here. Wherever you stand, you represent Jesus Christ. You represent his hand. That is a church, beloved. That is a binding and loosing authority we have. So Jesus wanted us to be his carriers to touching and transforming the lives of the people. The woman at the well, she was rejected 5 times. Because in those days, women are not supposed to divorce. Only men do that. 5 times rejected. Written off in the society. Nobody cares her. But Jesus just talked to her. And his talk transformed her life. She has become one of the greatest evangelists, beloved. So that's what happens. And finally, I want to close it like when we are together as a church. In the church, there is no competition. It's a complementary. It's a teamwork. It's a teamwork. One person excels, everybody rejoices. That's a teamwork, beloved. You know, during the times of Jesus, Peter and John were not on the same page. They wanted elevation. But after the resurrection of Jesus, Peter and John, they have come together. They realized working together. That's why in Acts it says, you know, there was a lame man. You know the story. What Peter said, silver and gold we do not have. What we have, we give it to you. This morning, beloved, what you have, you can give. What you don't have, you cannot give. You need to have the anointing of Lord Jesus Christ. You need to have the power. You need to realize the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Because you are a new creation. The Bible says, 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God will overcome the world. Whatever is born of God will overcome the world. You are an overcomer. Any situation, you are an overcomer. That's why it's not, it's a complementary supporting one another, being together. Finally, these five words I'll say and close it. Church is a body of Christ. It's a big subject. I'm not teaching on it. It's to work. Find your place and you should work. Once I told my dad, when he asked me, what is your place in the body? I told him to get away from him. I'm an appendix in the body. I'm an appendix. You know what is appendix? It won't work. Though it is in the body, it won't work. I just want to escape myself. But if you are in the body of Christ, everyone, those are sitting here, those who might not make it this morning, but let me tell you, everyone has a place, a purpose, and a work. Whatever it is, I don't know, but you have to. That is the body of Christ. It is interconnected, interdependent, and organic. It's not adjustment, it's organic. That is the body of Christ. He is the head. We get the life from him. The second thing, family of God. It's worth. We are worth. Once we were out of the family, but we are the sons of Most High God. We are adopted. We are sons. God as our Father. This is a family. Grace is a family. We need to get to know that, beloved. Finally, we have bride, temple of God, where the worship. Worship is not just singing few songs, but our life itself is a worshiping, beloved. You can worship the Lord by your tithe, your talent, and your treasure. You can worship God. And then comes a bride of Christ waiting for the groom, preparing yourself. That is a bride of Christ. Finally, army of God, wrestling. It's not just, we are not in a comfortable zone. It's a conflict zone. If you look at the spirit realm, we are not struggling with the flesh and blood, with the powers and the principalities of the dark ages. We have to fight it out. We have to walk it out. That's what Paul has done it, beloved. So this morning, I just want to tell you one thing. As a church, we are called to govern this place. As a church, we have the authority, power to bind and loose. As a church, we are the hands of Jesus Christ to touch and transform the lives of the people, beloved. That is a mandate. That's what we are living for. That's what we are moving for. So we have to realize where we are ending up. So this is my appeal to you, that realize our call. It's not just survival, but your life is a revival, beloved. Your one word can touch and transform the lives of the people. Shall we stand in his presence? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just come to your throne of grace, Lord God. We just want to seek your face this morning, Lord God. As you have revealed to Peter, I will build my church. It's your church you are building, Lord God, against whom the gates of hell shall not overpower. They are not offensive, they are defensive, Lord God. We will walk and crush every gate, my God. As for the children of Israelites, the walls of Jericho have fallen down. As this church walks, Lord God, the walls of Cabot will fall down in the name of Jesus. And also, Lord God, the binding and losing factor. We bind every kind of negative things happening in this town, Lord God. We release peace, we release salvation. We release the healings. We release absolute, Lord God, kingdom of God come into the lives of the people. Yes, Lord, you have called us from the darkness. You have called out from the world. We are masters of the sin. Sin has no dominion over us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are a new creation, Lord. You intercede for us. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we are called out to rule, my God. This morning, my God, we just want to serve your purpose upon our lives, Lord God. We need that anointing, Lord God. We need that impartation, Lord God. We seek that impartation as a church. We release that impartation in the name of Jesus. We want to see your kingdom coming powerfully. Your name be glorified. Touch each and every one, Lord. We give you glory and honor. Let this word bear fruit in the lives of the people. In Jesus' most precious name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And thank you so much. God bless you.